Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Barry? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, am I speaking with Barry?
You are?
All right,
I didn't
perfect.
understand what you said a second ago.
Oh, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a
All right.
national opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, what is your age?
70.
All right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Didn't I just answer that question?
Oh no, I said may I ask your race. Another one I asked, may I ask your
Oh,
age?
white, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh no, no worries. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
None of the above.
Oh, all right. So you wouldn't call yourself an independent or a Democrat or Republican at all?
That's correct. None of the above. I don't believe in it.
All right. Now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a difficult question. Well, I think the Republican Party is trying their best to ruin America as we know it.
Right,
Does that answer a lot of your further questions?
oh no. they're all very specific and I'm required to verbatim. So, but based on this question then, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, like generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied with the way we're going? You're satisfied, you're dissatisfied, or you're very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied for now.
All right.
What
and
might
generally speaking,
happen in this upcoming election scares the hell out of me, to be honest.
for sure, it scares a lot of people. So generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, he's doing a fantastic job. Give me a break.
So would you say you strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
Yes, I strongly approve of what Biden's doing.
All right. And generally
Spending
speaking,
too much money, but anyway.
all right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I really don't know enough to answer that question.
All right, no worries. Thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? And the list goes as combating threats to our democracy, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads and bridges and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, or climate change and protecting the environment.
Term limits.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Term limits.
Term limits? I don't believe that was an
Yes.
option.
Oh, go write it in. I tell you, it's the very most important thing to happen in this country is term limits. Anyway, that's my opinion. To the other things, the most important thing to me of those things, yeah,
If you
well,
can choose
preserving
two, if you would like.
democracy for sure.
All right. Well, I'm preserving democracy. Sorry. Well, oh, it was combating threats to my democracy. Do you mean that one?
Yeah, will you say it again?
Right. I'm
Combating?
diminishing. Yeah, combating threats to our democracy.
One more time.
Combating threats to our democracy.
Threats to our democracy? Absolutely. Yeah, that's the important number one.
All right. And would you have another one to add to that? Or do you just want to keep it with that one option?
Okay, let's leave it there.
All right, no worries. So
And
now I'd
term
like
limits.
to,
And and term limits. Adamant.
Oh, all right. So now I'd like you to bring
write
your...
it in somewhere.
All right, I'll try. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. So it's like a neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Donald Trump.
0.
What about Joe Pence?
Don't know.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
90.
All right. What about Bob Ferguson?
I don't know.
All right. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
I don't know.
All right. What about Dave Riker?
I don't know.
What about Democrats in Congress?
The whole group of them?
Yes, like in general as a whole. Like, what about, how do you feel about Democrats in Congress?
55.
And how do you feel about Republicans in Congress?
5.
All right. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Not sure.
All right.
I have to read up on them and see what their positions are and stuff.
All right.
At the moment, I don't know.
All right. So even though you may not be supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I can't answer the question. I'm sorry.
All right. No worries. So even though you might not be supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance?
I can't answer that right now. I'm sorry.
All right, no worries. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important quality to have, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. And the first one goes, a working mom who understands the needs of families.
I guess I don't understand the question. How important is that to me?
Yes.
7.
7, all right. What about a fighter for the middle class?
Fighter for the middle class? Yeah, absolutely.
So would that be a 10 then? Because you think it's extremely
important? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. What about someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
10.
All right. What about a small business owner?
7.
All right. What about an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
Depends on who it is. No answer.
All right. And what about someone who shares your values?
A 10.
A 10. All right.
So that now seems like a silly question. Go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, just let's see what it loads, Marie Glusenkamp Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement...
Not enough information. You can save your time. I have no answer to the question about these people. I don't know them.
Well, I
don't know what they stand for or anything.
All right, well, I kind of have to read verbatim for this part.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll let you do your job.
I'm sorry. But then in some parts, for this part, I'm going to be reading your statement. And for each statement, if you could, I'm still at 1 to 10. Tell me if this makes you want to kind of support her more. And the rating goes as a 0 if you don't think it's a reason at all. It's not convincing at all to support her. A 5 if you think it's a somewhat convincing reason to support her. And a 10 if you think it's a very convincing reason to want to support her. And the first one goes, sorry. So the first one goes, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical trainings at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia's college equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
You want me to give a number?
Yes, please. A five? All right. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Didn't Biden do that? Okay. Five.
Five? All right. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has had to get some grease under her nails.
Do you work for her?
Oh, no. We're independent.
Okay.
All right. She has to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need more leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Five.
All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or the Republican Joe Kent?
No answer.
All right. So I'm going to read you some short doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates.
Do you know if Kent's an election denier?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you know if Kent is an election denier?
I would not know, but I would believe so, yes. But I think that's one of the questions.
I would not vote for him, that's for sure.
All right. Well, actually, that's the next statement that I was about to read. So what a question.
Okay.
So for this kind of statement, it's about some doubts or concerns that some people have about Joe Kent. And if you could rate it, a 0 would mean that you have no doubts at all about supporting him. A 5 means that you have some doubts about supporting him. And a 10 means that you have some serious doubts about supporting him. So the first one goes, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supports the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Kolb is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
10.
All right. We need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that it would make a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. And he and the Democrats would use it to send criminals into our districts. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our districts? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our districts, not someone focused on nonsense.
Yeah, well, 10.
That's
for sure.
All right. So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less. 0
chance. Okay. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Anyone who doesn't believe that Biden won the election is just, I don't know. I just question whether they're being honest. Can't believe that they're being honest.
All right. So the next one is, last two questions that I have are just for statistical purposes. We're about 98% done with our survey. So what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
10.
Sorry?
If I understand the question, maybe you should ask it again.
What was the last year of schooling that you completed? So did you have like 1 through 11th, like 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, or something
some
else?
College. Some college.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. My first one.
Oh, really? All right. Well, hope you have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.